This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Life comes with all sorts of challenges. Some you may not be prepared for, but it's good to learn new things to help get ready for the real world. Hello, and welcome to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're going to find new skills that you may not realize you need, but do, to unlock for your personal skill tree. Whether it be for college life or life in general, let's get to Experience It Man. Welcome back to the Experience It Man podcast, where we go find new skills to unlock for your personal skill tree. This week, we're about drive, power. I'm hungry, and I'm about to get you to devour this week's episode all about driving. Driving is probably already known among most people with a license by now. However, there's more to just driving and learning the basics, such as learning to grow confidence in your skills of driving. Many people I know are scared of driving or even being in the steering wheel in the first place. Talk about, you know, getting into that car and getting all that anxiety built in just because, oh, so many things can happen, as in accidents or, you know, just having that peer pressure, or not even peer pressure, but just pressure and being in the pilot or the driver's seat can be daunting for a lot of people. And so I even know a few people that are scared to drive themselves. I have some people that I know that are in their mid-20s that are afraid to get in the car and I'd rather have younger people that just get their license drive for them, which is kind of, you know, scary as it seems already, you know. And then think about how that could be appearing to other people. And so for me, I recently drove to San Francisco and I realized how hard that could be, driving to San Francisco up in the hills for a lot of people. But for me, for some reason, I found it to be really easy. And I think just overall getting into this some sort of driving state that can help, because I think anyone that can enter a driving state that can keep them calm and like pretty much focused while they're driving can go a long way. And there are some ways that can help people get into this driving state. When I talk about this driving state is that it's kind of like a focus point in your mind when you're driving, in that you get this all of a sudden huge boost of confidence. For me, I like to listen to music and think about how it kind of boosts the mood depending on how you drive. Maybe some chill jazz can keep you like calm while you're driving, or have upbeat, fast-paced electric music to keep you focused and like kind of in like a racing mood. Depending on how it helps, you know, music is a good way to keep focused or like distract you from all the pressure and anxiety that you may get from driving. I think, in my way of putting it, I like to see as if driving myself is like in a video game. That could not work for everyone, but for me, I used to play a lot of car video games, and so getting into that point of view, or how being in like a controller setting in my living room playing a video game as if I'm driving a car in on the TV can help, because it keeps me focused and almost acts if like, oh, I'm just playing another video game. I'm controlling the steering wheel and I'm pretty much just following the lines. And like, these could be imaginary lines that you can find in your mind that you can use to follow when you're driving in real life. Now, it is very important that you know the difference between reality and virtual driving, but in a sense that can help you keep an idea on how you want to follow the roads, and just so overall keep that good, you know, confidence and focus when you're driving. A good way to start implementing yourself when you're driving, if you want to get into this improvement of how you drive or drive with other people, is to just start with driving by yourself. Go out more often in your car and, you know, just get overall more driving experience. I was always told to like drive around whenever I get the opportunity to, especially when my parents were home. They would say, Ian, we're gonna go we're going to go driving and you're going to drive the car for us because we want you to get experience. Or even if it was just grocery runs or going out to go grab something from the store and come back to help someone, that can help entirely just because you just know how your car works and how your car moves and overall just how you as a driver can be in terms of skill. A story of mine is that I used to take my car out, sneak it, and drive it to school when my parents were out working. And so because my parents were always working and they never had the time to help get in the car with me to drive, I was just practicing around the neighborhood and to and from school before I even got my license. And it was only like a mile away. But I think I'm glad I did that just because it gave me more experience later on to start driving, because if I didn't go out the house and even took that risk of driving to and from school, I think I would have lacked the confidence and skill as where I am now. And not coming from me, but I'm hearing that even now I'm amongst the group of friends I have, I'm one of the safer drivers and the more comfortably skilled drivers in my friend group. I take that very important because I took it in the work and finally it pays off to where I am now looked up upon in terms of skill and I'm a good driver. However, I still have much to learn. But however, you want to make sure when you're starting, and if you are comfortable with this, emphasis on comfortable, you don't have to have your parents with you in the car. Have someone that will be giving you that comfortable environment that you are used to. So, and this is just for if you are wanting to get comfortable with having people in the car. Most people that I know are just fine driving with just themselves in the car, but when it comes to people, it can be either a distraction or fear or anxiety inducing environment. And so if you are one of those people and you want to start implementing more ways to get comfortable with driving with others in the car with you, it doesn't have to be your parents, but make sure you're comfortable with the people that you have in the car. At least make sure it is a good environment for you. And at the same time, this is a good way to have social exposure for you. Let's say you don't hang out with this one friend, but he happens to go the same direction as you to home from school, or he just happens to be heading towards the same direction as you and he's walking along the sidewalk. You can say, hey, you want a ride? And you guys establish more of like carpooling system, and then eventually you guys are best friends because you guys have just for the sake of you happening to be with in the same car and the same route every day, you might meet people. It's a good way to maintain social exposure. Now, I want to make sure that getting into this driver state is important because it's different. So it's different than as if you're focusing on a test, because there are so many different variables you need to account for. And you just need to make sure that everything in terms of driving becomes second state, and all you need to focus on is just the road ahead of you and what's around you. I think learning those types of skills is very important. Now, learning how to drive a car and learning how to go around with your car is one thing. However, learning how to maintain your car is a whole different beast. Not everyone knows how to change a tire or even oil change, etc. You know the stuff. You know, taking your care of your car is practically one of the more important things you need to learn in just life in general, because once you leave your house, your car is the only way taking you around town, wherever you go. And you should think of it as taking care of your own child. This is your first child. And not everyone knows how to do that, especially when you need to get around in college. If you're in a campus where all the big buildings are like miles apart, driving a car is very important. And so just getting to A and B is not the only thing that you should know. I would recommend finding people that have that prior knowledge of maintaining a car, such as doing an oil change, changing your tire, or even just looking at the different engine parts. is very important, because if you know your car anatomy, that can go so many ways later in the future. Because if you know what part, what everything works and where it is, if you break something and you know what happens, then you can learn how to fix it yourself instead of having to pay thousands of dollars at a shop. And so not only that, but I've always been told or been mocked that I don't know how to change my tire or how to do an oil change, but I figured it out on my own, and I have friends that are super into the car hobby and all that. And I think just learning from them, I've learned more about cars within the past 6 months than I ever have within a year to 2 years of having my car. And so it doesn't even have to be your parents either. Like, ask, if you think asking your dad or your mom about car stuff is like annoying to them, or they may be lecturing you, have some friends. Or even if you can, just Google search, watch YouTube. There's a lot of videos I've seen that have good explanations on how to do an oil change, how to find your car tires. I, for one, now know that most cars, they have their back tire in the trunk, underneath all the carpet, in the trunk bedding. And so, and not only that, but they probably come with the car jack and some screws in case your tire gets flat. I now know how to, well, first of all, where to look for an extra tire if I have one, and how to change it. Not only knowing the car parts, but washing your car is another thing. I don't know about you guys, but washing your car is very satisfying to me. And I think that, for one, is just helpful because washing your car, especially in my area where the ocean air can break down paint, you know, it's kind of like a look good, feel good type of situation where if your car looks good, you'll feel good driving in it. And I think that's another important thing, because not everyone I see around here washes their car very well or knows how to wash your car enough. And so I think the bottom line is, know how your car works, know how to take care of your car, and look good in your car. That's like the three big things I can think of when maintenance is key. So now, let me get to the big, big topic of today, is stick shifting. Nowadays, stick shifting or manual cars are kind of a dying art, and I think stick shifting is one of the more important things in terms of driving. So, not most cars now that are being like manufactured and in the modern age are going to be automatic transmission. What that means is that you don't have to change gears within your car by yourself. Your car does that for you. However, when I'm talking about manual, or some people call it standard transmission, is that when your car changes gear, you have to do that yourself manually. That's such, another example would be as if you're riding a bike, and when you're going up and down gears, when you're pedaling, eventually at one point you're going to pedal too hard or too soft, and you can't go any faster than where you're going at the moment. And so there are certain gears on the bike when you pedal that you can change to either up the speed or down the speed in terms of how fast you are pedaling and how fast you're pushing on the bike. The car is, in a sense, generally the same type of situation. However, you're doing a lot more in terms of your feet work and your hand, because you got to do the whole shift knob and all that. But I digress. The dreaded manual car. It is good to drive, or at least learn to drive a manual, because since so many cars are being automatic, if someone tries to steal your car, they may not know how to drive a manual transmission. And so in general, that can help with learning how to keep your car safe, and your car won't be stolen because no one knows how to drive it. I have a friend that got his car broken into recently, and the car was still there because whoever tried to break in couldn't figure out how to drive it, and they just walked away from the car by the looks of it. And not only that, but driving on off terrain, learning how to change gears on the fly is very good for off terrain, because you'll at least know how to, you know, downshift, upshift, change gears. So then if you're going uphill and downhill, off terrain is different from as if while you're on a road. And it's the same thing as a bike when you learn how to ride off-road on mountains, changing gears can help ease or harden the speeds for your car and your engine. Not only that, but sometimes manual cars doing manual shifting can do better fuel economy than as if you're an automatic car, because you're an automatic car, you're set with whatever they give you. Manual cars, you might have better fuel economy if you, because you control the gears and the, pretty much the car yourself. And that can lead to the fun part, in my opinion, is the racing and fast driving. Now, I don't condone speeding. However, if you are driving in an environment that allows you to be fast and it's safe, go all out. Because once you know how to drive a manual car, it is so much fun. What I recommend you do first, before anything with manuals though, learn how to drive your car that you have at the moment right now. Because once you learn how to drive, well, bottom line, know how to drive an automatic car. And I think this, because once you learn how to drive an automatic car, you already know the basics of driving in general. And so learning how to drive a manual is kind of like a next, the next level in driving. And so once you learn how to do that, you can get into so many different things like racing in a safe environment. And fast driving can be super fun. And I wish I was able to go to the track today with my friend, but unfortunately I had other plans. But if I were able to, you will be able to go to the track and learn how to drive in a fast and safe environment. Not only that, but your car can go super far. And you can lead, that can lead you into other things such as the aftermarket car parts community or just car culture in general. I think learning how to go into that car culture is super fun, because you have other people in the community that know how to learn how to drive or how to spec out your car, do all these cool parts to it. And I think that's a really cool, like, cool opportunity to do if you can, because you can learn a lot of things from other people. And I think it's a cool idea, because I'm recently driving a Honda Civic and I'm right now trying to relearn my skills in driving manual. And I think that really got me into getting aftermarket car parts, and it's just a super cool way to like have a hobby. It's an expensive one, but it's a cool and fun hobby to have. And so I think car, like the car stuff in general, manual cars first, then you can do after car parts, but you can do both at the same time. You know, manual car is very important in general. Overall, I think driving is a very important skill to have, to add to your tool belt, because that's probably your main source of transportation. And I think not only that, but learning how to maintain your car and all the parts just in general is very important, because if you know how to maintain your transportation, you can go anywhere you want, you know. And I think that's very important. It's another life skill that I think is vital to survival. And so not only that, but you can make that a fun hobby. I know a lot of people that make it into fun hobbies. I'm getting into the car scene myself, and I think it's very good to have in your life. And so thank you for watching episode 2, or not even watching, listening to episode 2. But I like to imagine that people that listen here are watching in their brain, you know. But this is the end of episode 2. I'm Mr. Know-It-All. Over and out.